My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hey, guys.
It's happening.
With Snooki and Joey.
Wait, so let's just jump right into it. Hey, bitches. We have a lot to talk about. We also have a new tour date that we just added for January in New Jersey. So all you East Coast bitches better come, hopefully before the drones and aliens don't kill us. But I got a ton of messages and like DMs. Everyone's like, why weren't you at the Dexter premiere with Jenny and Joey?
Yeah.
Well, bitches, so Angela ended up getting sick. I had to pick him up from school. And then my other two started to get sick. And I was like, I'm going to feel like an asshole if I leave to like go enjoy myself, you know, meeting the whole cast of Dexter and everything, because you guys know I've been binging this show. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar's on it, and I was so excited to, like, see her and everything. So I've been waiting a good 3 months for this event. And I guess mommy duties come first, so I had to stay home. But I made sure not to go on social media because I had huge FOMO. I was literally crying in the shower because I was so upset. Really? I cried in the car. I was so fucking upset that I missed this.
We were so upset that you didn't come. First of all, I was, excuse me.
Are you still hungover?
I mean, I'm not. We'll get to that in a minute. But I was disappointed because you're supposed to come over first, and you haven't been here since my Christmas tree was up, or maybe you have been. I don't know. And I started making, I made our favorite Christmas appetizer that we were going to make, that we make every Christmas Eve. And I was getting ready. I had all this fancy wines I got, and I was like waiting for you to come over so we can do glam and hang out before you go to the event. So I was like, I thought you were kidding. You texted me, I can't make it, like all the things I said. I was like, okay, this is another thing where but Nicole likes to play this thing on me. She says everyone lie to me and say something bad happens, and like so I get upset and fucking get pissed off and cause a scene. So we're going to like Atlantic City once for something, and then all our friends started texting me. It's like, Nicole's blacked out. Dren's here. She's like, she's not going to make it.
Oh, that was so funny.
We're going to have to make sure she gets to the event, like stressing me out. And I said, oh, fuck her. She does this every time. Every time she does this. Because I can't enjoy myself. I took the whole weekend off and drove all the way down here to be with her. And then she's going to pull this shit. I was like, so I would freak out. So I thought, I was praying that it was a joke and that like you were just going to like show up at my door. And like, because you knew how excited I was because I was making the steaks and stuff. And I thought you were, lying. And then I started thinking, so let me check her location. And then lo and behold, I saw that you were in Farm Park, but not home. I was like, oh, good, she's in the car. And then I look, I zoom in, you're at the fucking elementary school. I go, oh, fuck. And then you're like at the elementary school for like hours. So I was like, oh, she's really not coming. So I was like very sad.
Oh, so annoyed. The car pulled in because, you know, they booked me a car. And they were like, we'll just keep it just in case. But I was like, no, that's pissed me off more because I know, like, I can't come. So the car pulled in and then 10 minutes later it pulled out and I started crying again.
My God.
I was so upset. But also, I'm actually happy that I didn't go because I didn't know everyone was dressing up so gala. Oh. Like, Jenny was in a fucking, like, ball gown, like, fur coat. I was wearing a black belted jumpsuit. Like, I was not dressing up like that because it's a premiere. Like, people wear jeans sometimes. So yeah. I didn't think it was, like, this award-winning, like, you had to, like, go crazy and dress up. So it's actually good that I didn't show up because I would have been so underdressed and embarrassed. Like, no,
it was, everyone was dressed to the nines, and I was like, everyone got the message. I wanted to wear something with blood. If you don't know what we're talking about, Dexter is coming back in a new form. It's a prequel to what happened in the original Dexter.
On
Paramount Plus, and it is starring Patty Gibson, who is famously from, he was in OA, and he's a really great actor. And Christian Slater, obviously Sarah Michelle Gellar, Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, my favorite.
It is such a fucking good. We watched the first episode for the other thing, and
is it so good?
Oh my God, Nicole! I don't like if I can't follow.
Oh my God, I would have screamed
if I don't know what's going on in it. It's like I'm pissed off. I knew exactly what's happening. I've seen enough of the real show to understand how it's why it's making sense. And I just think, and first, I think Patty is such a cutie patootie. And I saw his coolie in the first episode of OA, so I've been obsessed for months, for years. So he, it's just so good, and you're gonna love it. That the premiere though, it was like I didn't know it was that fancy either. I showed up. My boot was tucked. I went to the carpet. Everyone was standing there and helping me before I went on. And then my fucking silly boot was stuck in my pant was stuck in my boot like Puss in Boots. I looked like a fucking freak, like a pirate.
Were you posing like a serial killer, or that was just your love?
I was just serving cunt. If I had to write,
I don't know if I like that.
I hated the way I didn't know my shirt was see through. I had on all these.
No, I liked your outfit. I didn't like your face. Like the way you were posing, you look like you were constipated.
I probably was. I don't know. I was just, you know. I was just giving it, but everyone
was scary.
There were ball gowns. Some people were in ball gowns, and some people were dressed all in red. Everyone's like dressing in red. I wanted to slit my throat and put like blood on me, because the whole show is about, you know, blood. He's a blood scientist or blood wizard. Stop! I swear, guys. Speaking of blood, this bitch is biting me. Get out of here. Yeah, the theater was very big. The after party, I think that's where people were dressing up. The after party, dressing up, because the after party place is a very fancy place. So I think that's why they knew it was going to be like chic.
Well, I had no idea. So even though I was so upset that I missed it, you looked great. Jenny looked amazing. Everybody looked so nice. But I would have looked like a friggin' thumb.
I'm sure you would have had fun and been yourself. The life of the party, as always.
Stop. I would have had the best time.
But yeah, I think it premieres. I don't know when it premieres, but check your local listings. Dexter New Blood. Oh, no, Dexter.
It's on now.
Oh, it's on right now?
You're an idiot. You can stream it now. You can stream it now on Paramount Plus. I think you have to have like the Showtime plan. But it's out now on Paramount.
Oh.
So I am saving it for tonight. Okay, so tonight, I was filming this morning, and now I feel like I'm not gonna make my interviews. But so tomorrow I have a local cheer comp with Giovanna. So I really like don't have anything to do tonight. So I am starting Dexter. Original Sin. It's on Paramount Plus. You guys can watch it. And Joey met all the cast, and I'm so freaking jealous.
I know. I'm friends with all of them. Christian Slater.
I know.
Christian Slater, first of all, is like he's
iconic.
Christian Slater. It's like meeting Brad Pitt. It's like even better.
No, that is insane.
And it was like can I say out of all of them? I mean, everyone was very sweet. I got to the pleasure of speaking with the cast and talking to them after the show, and like, it just made it so much more important that we actually saw the show, because I was like, you know, talking about how good the show was. But Christian Slater was like honestly the most down-to-earth celebrity at anyone. There was like, you know, sections obviously for other people, but he was like mingling about with everyone, hanging out, just going up to people, just super friendly, like enjoying himself, and so
I kill myself.
So the most humble person I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, how this is Christian Slater just literally like grabbing like a hors d'oeuvre off a plate right in front of me. And just like, this is a normal thing. Like, you know, we've been around Hollywood for many moons now, but it's like, it just, I've never met a celebrity that was that down to earth, friendly, and just a genuine normal person. And so like, not that I would think he'd be cocky, full of himself, but I was so pleasantly surprised at what an unbelievably lovely guy that guy is. Billy got to take a picture with him because I was too nervous because I didn't want to look like a cow next to him. But I said, you are, this is when I was in my speech error. You know, when I'm like the witching hour when I'm drunk and I'm getting emotional with everyone.
Oh my God. I could tell when you did the story. I was like, please stop embarrassing me to these freaking actors.
You know, so I grabbed, I shook his hand, but I held it. I kept his hand. I was shaking it because I wanted to get my message across before I stopped.
He's straight, right?
Yes. So he got the message correctly. I said, what an honor. I said, I'm so honored to be in the same room as you. You are an American icon.
Ew.
I
mean, ew.
I said, you are an American. You are a household name. You should be so happy. I was like,
Joey, stop.
Horrifying.
It's happening.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are no such thing as a fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are no such thing as a fish.
We have a new show, a new live show coming to you bitches in New Jersey, Montclair at the Wellmont Theater. What's the date?
January 26th.
Okay, bitches. So we're trying to add more in February and March, and I think we're going to travel. Like get on a plane to go somewhere. Yeah. But this is our next show. And this would be great Christmas presents. Tell your husbands, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, whoever, your parents, tell them this will be a great Christmas present for you. And yeah, it's our new show we just added. And I'm excited. It's going to be right in the new year.
Yeah.
So we can manifest all the things that we want to do and have a nice night. And yeah, it's in Jersey. So I love it because, you know, I can go home after.
That's 2 days after Poppy's birthday. I'm going to have to bring him and my dog. I'm so excited. We have to get back on the road. And just, you know, there's so many new stories we have to tell and so many new fun things. And to meet you all, in the new year, we should do a resolution show where we all break our resolutions. Like, I eat McDonald's and work out. Oh, no. I'm supposed to work out and not eat McDonald's. Anywho.
When was the last time you worked out?
It's the gym still not open across the street from me. That's what I know, I'm not going to join the gym because I know I won't go to it if it's not like directly here. And there's one like directly at my house. So it's been in construction for like 2 years.
Oh.
So like whenever the fuck it opens, that's when I'm working. I think that's when I know that God's ready for me to receive my new body. I don't think I'm in a place to receive just yet. And I know how hot I'll be. So I don't want to like, I don't think mentally I'm ready to live that truth. So I'm going to have to wait until it opens. And that's when God will give me the sign, the permission to go forward with my new journey.
I've decided that I'm going to get back to my red hair look when I was No, I was so skinny and I looked amazing. That was like the best I've ever looked.
Body hair, your body look, not your.
Yeah. And my hair. I miss the red.
Okay.
I don't care what you say. I miss it. So that's my goal. Is to just get healthier and really start working out and training.
Like when you're on the cover of Self magazine, making a muscle like a beast.
You remember? I did that for In Touch, I think. So I think I need something like that to like work towards. Because if I don't look to the future of like, okay, I need to look good for, you know, this photo shoot, or I'm just gonna like look like a troll. Like I need like something to work towards. So I think I need to like plan something like my new headshots or something.
I know. You should go.
I don't know.
Pose naked for PETA and say, if I'm not wearing fur, I'm not wearing, you know, anything. Sick. Remember Khloe Kardashian did that?
Well, we need a freaking, we need new photos for our podcast.
I know. And the Bruce Jenner calls her fat. Remember that? Maybe you should lose a couple pounds, Khloe.
Oh my God, stop.
She goes, no, I'm going to say this. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but maybe you could stand to lose a few pounds, Khloe.
You sound like the Grinch.
Well, I had to add a Christmas twist to it, Marble. But I like that, yeah.
And I have to get my boobs done. Oh, my God, I didn't tell you.
What happened? One popped?
So I thought one popped, and I was freaking out. So over the weekend, I went to Kentucky.
Oh, right.
For Giovanna's first cheer comp, and she did fucking amazing. I cried. I was freaking out. She got first place, grand champ. She already got a bid to Summit. Like, she freaking killed it. But the second day that we got there, we had to be there at, like, 8:30. So I got my Starbucks, and we were, like, walking in quick, and I was, like, on my phone. But I forgot my fucking sneakers, so I was wearing my blue UGG slippers the entire time. So I was, like, shuffling. I wasn't really taking steps. You know how, like, you shuffle in slippers? So I was shuffling, and it wasn't a step, but it was like the pavement was like a little higher than what I was walking on. And Joey, I was on my phone, and all of a sudden I flew to the ground. My Starbucks went in the air, flew, and then fell on top of my head. Outside. And when I landed on the ground, I went,
oh,
I made that noise because my body couldn't react because I wasn't like paying attention. So I literally just fell straight to the floor and the wind got knocked out of me. And there were just parents everywhere and cheerleaders. And they were like, oh my God, are you okay? My slipper flew off. It was like 10 feet away. So someone grabbed my slipper, put it back on me. I had like two dads trying to pick me up like I was 80 years old. And I was like, oh my God. So then like I gave it a minute. And like an hour later, my left tit like really hurt. And I was like, oh my God, what if I popped it? Because it felt like I got into a car accident. Like my body felt like I fell off a mountain. Like it wasn't great. Ooh. And I had like blood and everything on my arms. When I got back home, it was like 2 days after, I had a big bruise under my boobs, like on my ribs. So it felt like I did like 1,000 fucking crunches because my stomach just hurt so bad from the impact. So I thought that I popped my tit, you guys.
That's hard to do, I think.
Yeah, well, the way I felt, it was really fucking bad. But I'm all good. But I felt like a 9-year-old woman, like, falling like that. Like, it really hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
So you guys, when you walk, make sure...
Where was Sissy?
She was right next to me. And instead of like helping me up and saying, Mom, are you okay? She goes, oh my God, Mom, what are you doing? This is so embarrassing. I was like, are you kidding? I was like, Giovanna, I'm hurt.
Help.
Freaking. Yeah. I was like, I've fallen and I can't get up. Freaking brat.
How about, did you have to get your new Starbucks?
No, I like cried because there was no Starbucks like near. So I had to order it the night before. I was so upset.
I'm sorry that happened. I'm sorry you experienced that.
Yeah, I'm still recovering. So please respect my privacy. Thank you.
Well, my makeover sounds good. You know, I had a trip over to Dr. Truteller's the other day too. When you were in Kentucky, actually, when you were falling down, I was under the knife.
Oh yeah, what did you get done at Truteller's?
I didn't get anything done. I had to go there. First of all, is he rich?
Yeah, he's rich.
It's the fucking nicest place I've ever been in my life.
Oh my God, it's so nice, and it's right by Janice's.
It is. So we're not talking about Dr. Truteller. He's in East Hanover, New Jersey now at the T-Spa, which I like because I think it reminds me of transgender. Onto the T-Spa and Truteller Surgery and Center, Surgery Emporium, all in, locally right there in East Hanover. What a stunning place. First of all, you walk in and it smells like a fucking hotel. I was like, what is that smell? And everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's like something fancy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So that's
you have to get it.
The Hotel One smell that we love.
My way, it's called.
I ended up getting that for all my stores. So my stores smell like that now.
Where do you get the machine from? Is it?
It's Aroma 360.
Aroma 360. Okay, good.
Yes, you always see like all the ads for that.
I used to have it, and then
bomb.
I was moving, and I think I dropped the machine or something, or like something happened. I ruined it, so I couldn't bring it. But I used to have one, and I love this smell. So you walk in, it smells like a hotel. First,
oh, so nice.
Like, I don't even know what place, like, it reminds me of. It's not Beverly Hills. It's, like, nothing even fancier than, like, Morocco. I don't know. It's just, like, stunning in there. I went because I am tired of living life as a balding woman, as a thinning hair woman.
And you're really not, though.
I know. I know.
I think you look great.
Because I spray my hair in. I have, like, I'm literally, like, I look like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You have little spots.
It's happening. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are no such thing as a fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are no such thing as a fish.
Everyone's going to Turkey for hair transplants, right? And I was like, And of course, I was like, you know my scamming ass. I was ahead of the curve beforehand. Of course, I had a deal with the people over at Now Hair Time in Turkey. They wanted to fly me out.
In Turkey? Oh my God.
Yeah, they wanted to fly me out for the influencer program, and they do my hair for free. And like, you know, it's all going to be free. Trip to Turkey, do the thing. I was like, okay. I was thinking about doing that. And Teller told me like that before he goes, and I asked him about that back then. He goes, no, don't go to Turkey. That's a bad idea. And that's, you know, that's not good. And it's like, you know, you need to be near the doctors. And it's like, at that time, it wasn't like, you know, everyone was going. It was like, it was just everyone knew about that. It might've been good. Now everyone and their mother's going. This is like early on. So I avoided that bullet. And then just recently I got, in New York City, there's another company that I reached out to, because Teller didn't have this option at this point. So I was like, I went to this other company, and I did a whole thing with them. It was a big contract with my agency. Like, we had like a thing. It was gonna be like a whole like rollout year program contract with them to do this thing. But they were gonna do the strip surgery on me, where they slice a chunk of your head out from the back of your head, like a whole.
Oh my God, I can't.
From ear to ear, like a big line. So I would have a huge Frankenstein. How do you say Frankenstein scar? On hashtag Frankenstein, on the back of my head. And then thank God, Jenny invited me to that premiere, because I ran a Teller on the red carpet and I was telling him about how I booked it. And he looked at me like I was like about to tell him, like, I'm going to join a gang and kill a bunch of people. That's how like fucking shocked he was that I was about to do that. He goes, are you fucking kidding me? He was like, you're going to have a fucking Darken scar sign their whole head. The whole head. This is the worst thing, because I just got the new machine, whatever, blow them hold. I was supposed to sign the contract that day. Thank God I didn't sign that contract, because I would have looked like fucking mummy. And now he has his new technology, the Neograph, which is like a fancy ass machine that's like basically AI that like goes into your head and like does it all for you. So I signed with Dr. Teller. For the surgery, I'm going November 18th. Oh, sorry, February 18th.
Oh, fun.
But I have to shave my head, Nicole.
Oh, I know. You're going to have to, like, wear hats and stuff. Wait, are you allowed to wear hats?
No, and Billy said he's not going to come around me until it grows back.
No, that's terrifying. You're going to look like a freaking penis.
I know, it is gross, but I'd rather shave my head than my beard.
How are you going to go into work at Barstool?
I'm going to have to put... I think I'm going to do, like, filters where I like have, like, you know, like... like wigs on.
Okay, can you wear like a wig?
I can't wear a wig, but you can wear like after like 3 weeks, like you can wear like hats, but loosely. Like you can't wear like a fucking tight.
Oh my God! I would not go into the office. I would not.
I'm scared. I'm not scared of the procedure. Everything's, you know, I'm in good hands with that. I'm just scared of what I'm going to look like. And also, I'm a picker. If there's a scab, I'm going to pick it. If there's a pimple, I'm going to pop it. If there's an ingrown toenail, I'm going to find it. It's like, I am that bitch.
Oh, and you're sick.
I want to pick it. I want it to bleed. Like, I just know.
Ew.
I'm going to have these, you get these itchy scars. And like, it's like.
You better not. You're going to get a fucking infection.
No. And that the thing is, if you do it, you pull the hair out. Do you know how much it is to get a hair transplant? And it doesn't sound like it's a lot when I say it. It's $12 a hair when you get hair transplants.
Yeah, but if that adds up, how many?
No, you have to have 2,500 hairs.
All right, what is that?
$30,000.
Whoa, baby!
I know.
That's a lot of friggin' hairs.
But you get free hair. I mean, you don't get free hair. It's your own hair. You're just moving it around.
Do you want me to pluck my hair out and then you can put it in your scalp?
You have to pluck it out with a needle, though. The lady's got to cut it out of the back of your head.
Oh my God! So I saw this. I need the root. You know, Tutela is doing it, and he's doing it for you, and he ended up posting it on his Instagram, like, showing that he does a service, and it just looks crazy. Like, they puncture, like, a hole.
Yes.
And then you put the follicle in the hole. It's fucking insane.
It's science. Wild. He's a wizard. He's
an actual wizard.
Then you know what? It's going to happen. Once that grows back, and, like, you know, it's one time in my life, and I figure I'm a comedian, and I can be funny and like make fun of myself, and it's like, oh, like, you know, remember the time? And it's like, it's just like doing things for the story, embarrassing myself. So that's part of the thing. And you know what? It'll grow back, and once it grows back, it's like, you know, I can only Botox my face to a certain amount. Like, then once you just go bald and look like what's it called, Dr. Phil or something. So it's like, I need to keep up with my youth. I don't plan on leaving Hollywood anytime soon. So I need to, like, you know, keep up with the Joneses. If Tom Cruise, if it's good enough for Tom Cruise and Christian Slater, it's good enough for me. I don't know if Christian Slater had it done. I miss him. Do you think he remembers me? Do you think he's, like, telling his friends, like, I met this most lovely guy. He's giving me the nicest compliment when he held my hand.
Oh, calm down.
You think he remembers my words? Does he remember the kind words that I launched to him across the place?
No, he was probably, like, saying, shut the hell up.
Oh, Christina Milian was working.
Yes, love her.
And I was so mad because, I mean, I had every opportunity because she was with Robin. Robin is a good friend of ours, and she manages a bunch of our people, our friends in the industry. And so she was, like, right there the whole time. So obviously I can just, like, go right. If I can go up to Christian Slater, I can go up to Robin and say hi. Can I say hi to Christina Milian? I wanted to tell her because when I saw her, I've known her shows and her music and stuff for years and who she is, and we've hung out with her a few times, and I thought that, but I didn't put two and two together because I forgot it. My favorite movie that I watch when my depression movie, when I need to feel like my comfort movie I put on every time, is one of her movies from, like, Lifetime or from Hallmark. It's called Falling in Love, INN. She, like, inherits like this, like,
bed. Oh, God, did you tell her this?
No, I wanted to, but I couldn't. She was dancing the whole night.
She wouldn't even care. She'd be like, cool.
It wasn't a right time to get up to her. And I had this whole plan to be like, you know, every time my mother's dead, every time I need
to. Oh, my God.
Her, I was, like, going to, like, go on this big tangent. But maybe it was a sign from the Lord above that she was on the dance floor popping and locking. So I couldn't get to her in time, but had I got her ear, mama, she would have been
so embarrassing. Like, can you not?
I email Robin and ask if she could pass the message along that I love that movie.
You're embarrassing.
Other TV shows. You know what? What really irks my thing, Nicole, and I think that we should write a letter. When you go on Netflix, right, and you're like, what? You're like, and then, like, you turn it on, and, like, this big show pops up, the first preview or whatever pops up, and you're like, oh my God, obsessed. This is so good, and then you, like. I was like, oh, I can't wait to watch it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait for Billy to get home. So then I go, I was like, I found the best movie. I'm texting. I'm going all excited. And then I send the preview and all the stuff. We get home. We plan our whole night around us. We're like, okay, let's get dinner. We'll order dinner. We'll have this first. I'll do the dishes. You take care of Wiggles. And then we'll go here. And then we're going to work for the movie on. We sit down. I was like, okay, we're about to do it. I press it. It says, coming December 13th. Or, like, December fucking whatever. It was a fucking preview. They're doing this whole section called Coming Soon. And so but it looks like it's like a thing you can click and watch. It's the same squares.
Oh, yeah, I hate it. I've seen that.
Fuck you, Netflix. It's like, first of all, it ruined my whole night. My week. And I was so excited about this. Like, don't do that. Like, have it somewhere else. Have it, like, a thing, like, on the side if you want to click to see what's coming soon. Don't pop it up. Like, maybe add a commercial in so you know. It's like, it just seemed like I was able to watch it. And I mean, I'm dumb for not reading it, but it's like the same time as, like, they know what they're doing. So I set a reminder for it. But now, finally, today's the day.
It's happening.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's RAKUTEN. Your cashback really adds up.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and every year, 6 million men suffer from depression. If you are feeling overwhelmed, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. And BetterHelp makes it easy. Take a short online quiz and connect from home with a qualified therapist. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com.
The hot guy from, like, those Kingston movies or the Kingsman movies. The Irish, the British guy.
Wait, so it's a holiday movie?
Harry, it's a Christmas movie, but it's in, and it stars Jason Bateman and the hot guy from that Kingsman movie and some other lady. And it's about, like, he's like a TSA agent, and then, like, there's like an earbud comes across, and it's like, it just pops up, and he puts the earbud in it, and it's like a fucking bomber saying, "Listen, you follow all my instructions, otherwise everyone dies Christmas Eve." And so he's got to, like, do all this crazy shit.
Oh my goodness.
It looks so good. I don't know what it's called. It's called, you know, look it up on Netflix. Just go to Netflix, and it'll pop up. You'll see the hot guy with a TSA outfit on.
Is Netflix paying you?
No, I wish. So I wanted to watch that, so I'm going to watch that. And I have some... Okay, I'm going to make a statement that's going to sound bold, and I don't want to have to say this. I don't want to make this to utter this sentence. But as of right now,
freak.
And again, I paused it half the times, and I never sit down and actually see. I started the Simple Life reboot last night.
Oh, our friends. I love them.
I love them so much. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what it was about. It hasn't gotten off the ground for me yet, but as of right now, I'm praying.
How do you not know what The Simple Life is about? You never watched it?
No, not The Simple Life. The reboot, the encore, the three-part series on Peacock.
Oh, it's out already?
On Peacock. It came out this week.
Oh, shit.
The three-part series on Peacock. When we were putting on, me and Wiggles were singing, "I want to see your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock." I watched it, and I mean, first of all, everyone looks gorgeous. They're doing a great job. They're kind of right now. They're going down memory lane. They go back to Africa where they first had their first house they stayed in. I'm sorry, not Africa. What is it called? Arkansas.
Where yeah, Africa. The fuck?
Their first house. I'm a globetrotter. Their first house, and they go back and visit the family, and like they go back and they have lunch with the producers of the show, of the original series, and they all like. And they were drinking wine and cocktails during the lunch meeting, which I thought was cool. Going down memory lane about how Simple Life started, all crazy facts about it. So that was a good look back on things. Now, apparently, they're trying to do a Sana, and Sana Sa is like the star of the show. They're trying to turn the Sana Sa song into a Broadway show or a opera, into an opera. So that's what's going to happen with it. So I think right now...
Oh, that's why they were doing all those promos with the opera?
Yeah, so right now, I think they're just going down memory lane and stuff. With it and like kind of telling people what they're planning on doing, but I haven't seen like the meat of it, like the planning of it hasn't started yet and all the things. So I haven't seen that part, but as of this far, it's like, I hope it picks up because right now it's just very sentimental and it seems like almost like, you know, when they did the Friends reunion and it's just like a walk down memory lane. Like I thought it was gonna be like new episodes of the Friends.
Yeah.
I don't know if they get into that much part of like, I don't think they work at like things. I don't know yet, but I'm just praying. If you watched it already, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know if it took off. I'm sure it takes off, but I'm just waiting for.
I'm sure it's gonna be great.
The new Fyre Festival is coming out, and they're selling tickets for. They're like $1 million.
Fyre Festival
coming back, and everyone's like freaking. Everyone was, you know, Fyre Festival was. It's such a nightmare, but now it's a new version of it.
Why would people want to get those? Because
now it's like a joke. It's like everyone wants to go just to say they were part of it because it was such a hot mess and they're trying to see like what it's about. Tickets are very expensive. I know Michael was in prison with him. So
yeah, but I don't think they're actually friends.
So he can't text me like, "Can you get free tickets for my friend?"
No, weirdo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to go. I'll just do a loop around. But yeah, everyone's doing Fyre Festival. I don't know where. I think it's like in Fiji or something. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be like, I don't think any real stars are going to book themselves there. But I think like the whole thing of it is like, you know, to go and see if you're gonna get a cheese sandwich.
No, I know. I think it's gonna be like whack-a-gown.
Whack-a-doodle?
Whack-a-doody.
Stop eating shit somewhere I can smell it.
All right, so we need to talk about the drones in Jersey. Is there any drones in the city that you've seen?
No, their city's too high up. They can't get, they'd have to go in between the buildings.
Yeah, but they're not that, well, yeah, I guess they're flying a little low.
Like, I guess they could be drones, but I wouldn't see them because they're all the way up on top of the Empire State Building. I can't see that far.
Did Poppy see any drones?
No, Poppy's in Florida with gay people. He's in fucking Miami at gay what? Bars and stuff.
With who?
His two gay friends.
Poppy, calm down.
Any pictures from a Grindr party he was at? Then he was at the Versace Mansion yesterday having dinner.
Is he experimenting?
No, it's my parents' like best friend's kid. So he's like,
he's hanging out with kids.
They're not kids. They're like 28 or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, that's kids.
Calm down, Poppies.
It's like our family friends, like.
Well, Poppy will be at our live show, right?
He'll be there with bells on. I'm sure the whole family will be there.
Yeah, we love Poppies. So yeah, there's drones everywhere, and you guys know, like, I believe in aliens. I've seen UFOs before. And last night, so we've been seeing drones for like a week now. But last night,
like over your house, or like where?
Yeah, in Florham Park. It's they're most seen in Florham Park in Morristown, and it was like around, literally like right above my house, and they're just like circling. They're like doing the same like pass. It's like they're mapping something, but it's last night we saw like 20 in the sky, just like passing each other. It's like, what the hell is happening? I got it on video.
It's not a bunch of rich kids just weird. Doing stuff.
It's either aliens or it's the government and they're going to kill us.
I think there's a bunch of rich, boring kids that have nothing better to do.
No, it's way more than that.
Are they professional drones, like big ones?
Yeah, some are like the size of a car.
What?
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's like military and they're practicing. They're like practicing, like using it. But I definitely don't think it's aliens.
Why?
Aliens don't make noise. Like, their things don't make noise because they have, like, crazy technology. This sounds like a helicopter or an airplane, but it's definitely not an airplane. It's so annoying. All these people that don't live in Jersey and haven't seen it, they're like, oh, you never seen an airplane before? It's not a fucking airplane, bitch. I'm seeing it right in my backyard. It's not moving. It's moving like a drone. It looks like a drone. It's a drone.
Do they take pictures of them? Or they're not, they can't photograph them?
Well, no, because it's far away. So every time you try and take a picture, it's blurry. It's so annoying. So
the military, they would tell you, wouldn't they?
I really don't know what's happening, but 2025, it looks like it's going to be a fucking shit show.
When you first saw them, did you think, oh my God, it's Hollywood reporters. They're trying to get Inside Edition on me.
No, literally. They were like all over my house. And I'm like, oh, did like something break? Is there like breaking news? Like, what is happening?
Did you go out on the front lawn and put your arms out and scream, show yourself?
So I literally ran in my house with like a blanket over my head. It's like they found me. What did I do?
It's happening.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are no such thing as a fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are no such thing as a fish.
Wait, do you know that? Speaking of last summer, do you know that they're filming a sequel to it right now?
Oh yeah, I saw that with the same cast, right?
That's why Freddie Prinze Jr. wasn't at the party.
Stop!
Yeah,
but Sarah was in it.
She was in it? No, he was in it.
Oh no, yeah, it's the other girl. I'm thinking of what's her name?
Lesha Joan Hart. No, no.
Yes.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I kept calling her Sarah Jessica Geller. I forgot her middle name.
They're all like the same.
Should we start calling you Nicole Elizabeth Lizzie? It's just over 90s.
No.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Oh my God. Think about it. Why did everyone in the 90s have middle names?
Wait, who?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Sarah Jessica.
Oh my God, I know. Nicole Elizabeth
Lizzie. Joseph John Augustine. Oh my God. Can we search for 90s names?
That is so true.
Wiggles
Murray.
Wiggles Murray Pishkadoots. Oh, Wiggles Pishkadoots Kamasta.
Yeah, so wish us luck here in Jersey. The government is saying, oh, we don't know what they are. They're not ours. They're not foreign. We just have no idea. Where we're going to let them fly in the airspace. Nothing makes sense. Literally nothing. And then there was a news article how there's a volcano that erupted and now mutated sharks came out of it. It's fucking, we're living in a fucking movie.
Did you start your Christmas shopping yet?
I did. You know, I start like in October.
Where do you, oh, is it, oh, you're
did
just,
you hang your fucking shelves yet?
No, I'm, you know what happened? I have to restain.
Oh my God, I hate
that. I bought the paint. I was supposed to do it this weekend, but I was under the weather. I was so hungover this past, until I'm still hungover. I still have to, I have a sub in my fridge I'm going to go get after this, and I'm going to slam a Diet Coke.
Freak.
Oh, sure. I'm done. What am I talking about?
I said, did you hang yourself? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I have to re-lime so my wall. I got a darker color, and I got these little additives so I can, like, really customize the texture on it. And then once that's up and it's dry, I can hang them. But because again, I have to have a chic wall to hang it on. But yeah, I'm doing that soon. I haven't bought any presents for anyone.
Joey, Christmas is in a couple days.
I know. I think I'm getting Poppy, but, like, I don't want to, like, order it. I don't want to order it to my house because then I'm going to carry it over the way to his house. But if I order it to his house, his nosy ass will open it. So it's like, I want to just, like, maybe take his car when I get there and then go shopping in the malls. And it's getting a little
bit. You better start ordering now because it's not going
to order. Oh, I'll order to the store and then go pick it up.
Oh.
You know? So they can hold it for me. Like, they're hiding it from Santa. That's a good tip for everyone. Now that I'm thinking about it, if you don't have a place to hide kids, Santa's presents from your kids, if stores allow it, I would order it to choose store and then, you know, have them hold it there. So then they can't find it. Then go pick it up on Christmas Eve. And
that is a small idea.
Well, I know, because I don't think Poppy listens to the program, but I know he wants, like, an appliance for his kitchen. I was going to get him that, but I always get him
an appliance.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing with him.
What are you getting Wiggles? It's Wiggles' first Christmas.
I know. I have a bunch of shit. I ordered toys from there. I ordered this bag, but it's a pre-order I found. That's another thing that fucking pisses me off.
Excuse me.
Pardon my French, but this really gets my irks going. After you see this thing, you get tagged on Instagram on something cool new, and you're like, oh my God, I love it. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. And then you go and you place the order, and then you check out and you realize it was a fucking pre-order, and it's not available until, like, March, and you just paid for it. It's like, what the fuck's a pre-order? It's like, you don't even have it yet. You don't even made it yet. It's not
which
a fuck.
Which means you're, like, not releasing it until, like, a certain
pizza
date.
No.
Yes, I think you have to, like, wait. It's so annoying.
Fuck you, pre-order. So I ordered this bag I wanted for him. It's an insulated bag. It's like you plug it in, like, charge it. And it's like a bag where he sits and his head comes out of it. But it's, like, it's heated. So it's like, you know, you heat it up.
And, oh, like, very nice.
It's warm in the thing. He's not. I've been trying to put him on the leash because he's allowed to do that now. We did it twice, and he ain't about it. He can't stand it. He doesn't know how it works. He's like, you know, it's like Bambi on ice. And plus, I realized when I'm walking him, it's just too dangerous for him to be walking on the street like that. Like, on a side street, yes, but, like, not down, like, 7th Avenue, because there's too many people walking around. He'll get stepped on. And, like, he's like running in and out of people and, like, confused, and he's terrified. So I have to, like, we have to.
Yeah, I feel like the other doggies will eat him.
Yeah, so we know. So obviously he's. He walks everywhere with me now, but, like, when I only bring him out, like, to do the walks, like, when it's, like, later on, it's not a rush hour, and we're going on side streets and, like, you know, quiet neighborhoods and things, because it's, like, the hustle and the bustle of the big city is terrifying for a little dog like that. So that's why I'm excited for the holidays to come home to Poppy, so we can just, like, have free run of the suburbs and, like, be normal people.
Poor Wiggles.
Wait,
I finally watched the Martha Stewart documentary.
Ah, what a bad bitch.
Oh, my God. Love her.
Love.
I always thought she was like the best, like the goat. But now I fucking love her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we would be friends with her.
I could too. She was fucked with from the beginning. People were jealous of her, and she always knew she was what she had. She was born in New Jersey. That's why she's a bad bitch.
Exactly. I love her. Love you, Martha.
Oh my God. JJ almost got almost deleted Barstool.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh my God. You have to listen to this week's podcast for the full tea, but.
No, I'm good.
Basically, I was home the other day, and I was on my computer, and, like, you know, because you know how we're recording on Zoom, and it says, like, I always scream, fuck, it's because my computer's full of storage.
Yeah, because you're a freak.
Yeah, so I was like, notice it didn't happen today, because I cleaned my computer out, but, like, I didn't realize that, like, all these things on my computer. My computer is over storage. And I was like, that's not fucking possible. I was like, this is my work. This is my home computer. I'm on. This is what I was on. And I was like, it's not possible. I literally have, like, a picture of me and you from, like, our tour and, like, our theme song, a Sarah McLachlan song, and like a picture of a throw pillow. Like that's that's the only thing on my computer. I'm not like dead ass. And so it said, like, you know, of 400 million things of storage, you used 401 millions of storage. Like, I think there's no fucking possible way. So I started going, I Googled, of course, like, how to fucking clear all the shit with the hard drive and what's going on. And I do it, and you know, I press the buttons, and all the stuff happens. All of a sudden, it starts, you know, going, deleting. And then I'm like seeing, like, you know, this big thing. I had no idea what it was. Something like named something about maybe Cheez-Its or something. I was like, what the fuck is this? So I was like, I don't know what that was. So I was like, oh, delete this. But then some other folders were there. And then when you press that folder, all different folders opened up. I was like, oh, what is all this? So I started deleting this. And then it started saying, like 1,000 files deleted, whatever. Then I was like, are you sure you want to delete like this many? And then it kept going and going and going. And then it got to like 800,000 files.
Oh, my goodness.
800,000 files. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So then I
started still a lot of files.
Pressing all the buttons. And it was like, what are you really going? Like, I was like millions, it came out to like millions of files. That was deleted. I was like, how the fuck did I have that on my computer? What was that? Go about my day, my computer reboots, and it's like all new interactive, like, you know, face, just like a cute little forest scene now, and it's like all fresh and clean. And I went back and it says, you know, 1 gigabyte of storage used on 400 million, whatever. So it was like fresh new computer. Nothing was, you know, on it. I figured it out. And then my phone blows up and starts all these text messages happen to me. Like, are you, Joey, where are you? Where are you? What's going on? What's going on? And I go, who is this? And then like, it was like the CEO of like business guy at work. He's like, are you deleting files? I said, no. I just refreshed my computer. Somehow I deleted every file from the Barstool Sports Dropbox for all of time.
Wait, like all your stuff?
For Barstool Sports, every video, every movie from the start of time from Dropbox of Barstool Sports, every reality show, every fucking
game. All your stuff, though?
No, Barstool Sports, the network.
Yeah, but if you delete it on your computer, why would it delete everyone else's?
It deleted it from the Dropbox. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it was on my computer.
How are you not fired?
Because they were able to get it back, but it was like, thank God they were able to get it back and find out who it was. But like literally, people were there. The green room the control room was going fucking crazy.
But they probably thought they got hacked.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to do things like, and there's like this big reality show on called Surviving Barstool. It's like our version of Survivor, and it was like the biggest show we've ever done. And like the file, it's like the things, like all the movies, like that had like.
Oh my God! Did you feel like an asshole?
I was terrified. I was like, imagine, like I was like, I not only would have got fired, but I would like, if they couldn't get them back, I would like gotten sued for like all millions of dollars of fucking things I did.
Oh my God, your career would be over.
I was like, first of all, no shade to whatever cybersecurity people we use, but like, why was first of all me? Why do I have access to anything? Second of all, why do I have the ability to fucking do that from my home?
No, computer? That's literally terrible.
I'm trying to download a throw pillow. It's like relax. It's like not relaxed, but it's like it's terrifying. That's why I was like, this is why I don't open the emails. I'm used to the floppy disk era. I don't remember how this. So I was like, I'm gonna get a CD-ROM. I don't know how to clean a
CD-ROM.
Remember? I was like, I was trying to burn a CD.
I love CD-ROMs. Oh my God, I loved burning CDs.
I was trying to burn a CD, and all of a sudden now, all these buttons are pressing on the computer. I was like, let a girl live. That's why I don't do any, that's why I don't send emails or check anything like that. Like, I'm not trying to get in trouble. Get out of here. Well, ladies, if you have not already, go to, oh fuck, how do we sell tickets?
Go to the Wellmont Theater, and it's in Montville, and you can, yeah, just go to the Wellmont Theater website. It's on Ticketmaster.
Montville or Montclair?
Yeah, Montclair.
Is it Montclair?
Yeah, Montclair. Montclair is so cute, you guys. So I've been to the theater before. I went for like a couple shows, like Dancing with the Stars. It's such a beautiful theater. And there's so many cute restaurants like around the theater. So you can like, you know, go with your girls, have dinner, have cocktails, and then come to the show. Because I think it starts at 8. So you guys can have like the best girls' night out. Come hang out with me and Joey.
And you better get your tickets, bitches.
Yeah, wellmonttheater.com. You get tickets on Ticketmaster or anywhere fine tickets are sold. We'll be there on January 26th, and it's going to be something you're not going to want to miss.
It's happening!
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are no such thing as a fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are no such thing as a fish.